Amen. Let's go to meeting. Amen.
52.
Sometimes when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off of the cross. Then I start fighting battles Christ has already. War, Satan's already lost. Oh, if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life, cleansing flood. If I'd stay on my knees when Satan Satan wants me, then he'd have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sin? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul. And Satan, you cannot enter in. Oh, if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life, cleansing flood. If I'd stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'd have to walk through the blood. Oh, if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in its life, cleansing flood. If I'd stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'd have to walk through the blood.
When life lets you down and you feel more broken than whole, when the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul, I may not know what you're going through, may not can make that high mountain move, but one thing I've found that I really want. It matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the maker and giver of life is far too busy to care about your troubles and your strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain or your real matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
Getting too daggone big. All of them taller than I am. Which Amy said that ain't saying much. Right, beside all of that.
Here we go.
Upon an old rugged tree hanging there between two thieves, my Jesus paid a debt for me he did not owe. And by his grace I'll make it home, and by his love he saved my soul. My Jesus paid a debt for me he did not owe. Me free, he opened my eyes so I My Jesus paid a debt for me he did not owe. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I'm singing a brand new song from that happy day. My Jesus paid a debt for me I could not pay.
Let's sing that last verse without any music. Will you help me? When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. Listen to this. We've no less day to sing God praise that when
we
I like this verse right here. Through me in danger's tolls and snares I have already come. Till grace I taught my safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, yeah. Sing it right here now. I once was lost. Oh, but now. Thank God. He's worthy today. Yes, sir. Amen. Will you turn with me to the book of Luke? Luke chapter number 15, verse number 11. Luke chapter number 15, verse number 11. We can leave already. Say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let me say about our Vacation Bible School, what a good job. Give Brother Tim and Sister Candy Montgomery, amen, a great hand. Amen. Thank God. Awesome job. And I got them to sign up for the next 10 years. Vacation Bible School directors. Ain't that great? Amen. Thank God. That's one worry off my list. Amen. Amen. But they did a great job this week. All the teachers did. The ones that prepared food, I think Brother Timmy said over 300 meals that was served during the week. And, man, that's just a blessing. Amen. It really is, and I appreciate it. I just can't tell you enough. Everybody just done a great job. All the teachers, I don't think we have one fight. Amen. That's pretty amazing, ain't it? Amen. Amen. But it just went smooth. Everything went great, and I appreciate it. Amen. The Bible said in the book of St. Luke, very familiar scripture this morning. Amen. But I've had this on my heart all week long, and this parable just can't get it off. So we're going to do that and be pleasing unto the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter number 15, verse number 11. Read it through verse number 17. The Bible said in verse number 11, the Bible said, it said a certain man had two sons, amen, thank God. And he said, and the younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. Look at verse number 13 tonight, or today. The Bible said, and not many days after, the younger son, gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. Look at verse number 14. The Bible said, and when he had spent all their roads, a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Verse number 15. The Bible said he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and sent him into his fields how to feed the swine. Verse number 16. The Bible said he would fain have filled his belly with the husk the swine did eat, and no man I gave unto him. Look at verse number 17. The Bible said, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how, Lord, I pray God to show my Jeff, Lord, out of the way, Lord, allow us to feel that holy unction from above. God, we know, Lord, without the Holy Spirit, Lord, it would be nothing but a stammering speech today, and God, we'd all go home, Lord, defeated today, and Lord, left with that emptiness feeling, Lord, but I pray, God, that you'll give us that, Lord, that we stand in need of, Lord, touch our lips, touch our body this morning, and God, give us that we need. We ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name, I humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to look today, neighbor, for just a little while, neighbor, on that subject, the prodigal, amen. And we call him here the prodigal son. Amen. Somebody that has wasted something. Amen. Listen, I've had this parable, like I said, on my heart all week. You've heard me preach this same scripture many times. But here we can see, I've seen so many different sermons in this scripture right here. Here we can see Jesus representing the Father. I'm waiting for you and I to come home. And neighbor today, or we can see, and listen, the disgruntled brother, and neighbor today, in bitterness of soul, and because his father is showing partiality to him, for he was dead and now he's alive, and how he was faithful, and this brother got more than he did, and listen, we can see all that in this scripture, but I want to focus today on the prodigal son. And neighbor, as we look at the scripture today, listen, so many times we find ourselves in one of these situations or surroundings. Neighbor, and I thought about that this afternoon. Listen, very familiar passage today, as Jesus is telling them this parable, is sharing this to them today. And neighbor, we all know the story how this young man came and he told his dad and said, Daddy, listen, I'm ready to live it up. I'm of age now. Listen, I'm ready to go out into the highways and byways. Listen, probably everybody in here that's any age whatsoever has made that same statement. Well, I'm ready to get out of this house. Listen, I'm ready to live on my own rules and my own thing. Listen, but what I didn't realize, my own bills come with it. Amen. Listen, amen. But this prodigal son, we find him, listen, in many different states, listen, situations in his life. Neighbor, did I believe that? Listen, the pleasures of sin, neighbor, will lead us in each and every one, neighbor, of these. See, my friend, when we separate ourselves from the Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ, we lose that that desire to be pleasing unto him, and we have that desire to be pleasing more to our flesh, and we have that desire instead of pleasing the Word of God, and we have that desire to be pleasing of the world, and be pleasing of that, and what the devil would have you and I to do. And that's what I thought about, these three things about out how this prodigal son, as we see, and every day, listen, number one, amen, notice what happened here. Listen, we see when he began to have these faults and these things began to come through his mind, and we see a rebellion stage. Listen, every day, Father, I want mine. I want this and I want that. I'm ready to party. I'm ready to live it up. I see, my friend, when we separate ourselves from God, we've all seen it. And we see it in a lot of, listen, younger generation today. They say, when I get on my own, I'm not going to church. I'm not going to Sunday school. I'm not reading the Bible. And they end up out in the hump end of the world. It's that rebellion stage. Listen, that sin will drive us farther and farther out of the will of God today. We see that rebellion stage. Amen. Amen. Listen, rebellion, open resistance to authority. We see here the rebellion stage of this son. I'm ready to live it up. Amen. I'm ready to live it up. Listen, sins of the flesh that led unto his rebellion stage. Then we separate ourselves from God. It leads us down that road, that long road. I'm going to do things my way. I'm going to do things how I want to be done. I'm going to act like I want to act. I'm going to do like I want to do. See that rebellion stage. And we've seen it in the prodigal son. We've seen it in other people in the Bible. But we also see it in you and I today. And when we separate ourselves from God and we start listening to the flesh, and then we begin to become rebellious and what God would have us to do today. Amen. That rebellion stage. That rebellion stage. Now, I've never been a drinker and I've never been a drug user. I listen every day. But one thing I thought about when I was growing up, we always had to get a haircut. Hey, man, if we didn't get nothing, we may not have new clothes, but we had a good haircut. I'm just going to be honest with you. Every day. And a lot of times, I remember going to Ray Woods Barber Shop. Some of you that's from Cedartown area probably remembers where that was. By that Hoyt Purser's over here on the corner of Goodyear years ago. But I'll never forget one time. We were sitting over there and we got our hair cut, and Daddy had to go somewhere, and I come back, and Brother Jim, I got down out of the chair, and he said, "Have you had your haircut yet?" I said, "Yeah, I'm ready to go." He said, "Oh, no, you haven't. I get back up there in that chair, boy. Neighbor, and get some more of that hair cut off." And so my rebellion stage, I couldn't wait to get out on my own. You know what I was going to do? I was going to let my hair grow out. Amen. Look like how luck I've had. Amen. Every day. The way I was going to let it grow out. I was ready to live it up. I said, "I'm not going to church like I lied to anyone. I'm going to do everything I want to do." But I've never been ever since then. I can't stamp my hair to touch my ears. Amen. Today. I find myself going back. To get that haircut. I'm telling you today, we may be like the prodigal son for a little while. You may be here today and you've reached that rebellion stage. You're out of the will of God. You're doing things of the world or doing things in the world that you know you shouldn't be doing. That you know is not right and it's going contrary to the word of God. But I've got news for you. I gotta get your attention. One day or another. That's the same thing that happened unto the prodigal son. He was ready, got all of his money. I got everything. Brother Wayne, that he had. But one thing that happened that he was not expecting to happen. Amen. They become a famine in the land. That money wasn't worth a hill of beans. Amen. See that rebellion stage he was living in? We see it in generations today. We see these kids that are on drugs. We see them. Every day. I'm talking about body piercings all over them. Looks like they caught their head in a tackle box or something. I don't know what's going on. Today. It's a rebellion stage. Neighbors, what they say to me. But that's the same way the prodigal son was, Sister Joyce. He said, "I'm going to live the life I want to live. I'm going to tell you something. You better not make a 30-second decision that could affect the rest of your life." Today. I'm telling you, we better be careful going down that road of rebellion. Amen. Going down that road of rebellion. Amen. That's what happened to the prodigal son. He said, "Man, I'm ready to live it up. I'm ready to eat, drink, be merry. I'm ready to enjoy the pleasures of the world. But the Bible said he began to be in want. And the Bible said that he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And that's exactly what a lot of people today has done. They've left the church house. They've left the preaching of God's word. They've left those Sunday school teachers. They've left those vacation Bible schools. And they've joined themselves under society. And society is telling them how they ought to dress. Society is telling them how they ought to act. Society is telling them to do this and to tell them to do that. It's a rebellious stage. I remember that we see the society in today. They're drawn away from God. Now listen, neighbor, has there ever been a time that we need to come back home? It's this day and time we're living in. We see that rebellious stage. We see that rebellious stage. Amen. That rebellious stage that we see the prodigal son, he's headed now down the wrong road. Now listen, neighbor, of all these things, and the Bible said that he began to be in want. And the Bible said that he got so hungry that he wanted the crumbs that fell from the hog's mouth. Ain't that awful today? Ain't that awful? Listen, neighbor, today, we see, listen, we raised pigs when we was growing up, and I'm going to tell you something. They didn't get the nice feed that they get today. Listen, when we was growing up, Brother Charles, they got slop. That's what the pigs got to eat. Hey, listen, they had to eat what we eat. Amen. Hey, listen, they got the leftovers. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you. Hey, listen, there's been times that I take that five-gallon bucket and going to feed them hogs. But I'm going to tell you something, Timmy. I've never been jealous of what that hog was eating. I've never said, I want that. How can I have that? Hey, listen, every day. Now, I have looked at that hog and said, I'm going to get what you got. Hey, listen, every day. But it ain't that slop. Amen. Hey, listen, every day. And that's the way that rebellion stage. Hey, listen, they'll find themselves out in the world. Amen. Amen. They find themselves out in the world. Listen, I'm seeing more and more of these homeless people coming into Rock Mart. Amen. And this is what's getting me. You know, when you first seen them start coming in, you saw a preacher, they just had it a hard time. Listen, I'm going to tell you where it started. It started with a rebellious day. It started when they said, I've got something better over yonder. Amen. I've got something better over yonder. Listen, every day, hey, everything greener on the other side is not good. Sometimes it's just greener on the other side because it's above a septic tank. Amen. You better be careful. I'm telling you today, that rebellious stage will get you messed up. And here he was. He began to eat like them pigs and began to lust after their food and desire their food. We see that rebellious stage. And I was talking about them homeless people and people on meth and on drugs. I listen today. And it's not just my age people and older. You're seeing people now. I'm 15 and 16 years old. I listen every day. That ain't got no teeth. Ain't got no bone structure about them. I listen every day. Meth has took their life over. I listen. And drugs has took their life over. And somewhere, somebody, there's a daddy. There's a mama. There's a grandparent that said, don't go. Don't go. Don't live that lifestyle. But see, they did it anyway. It's that rebellious stage. It's that rebellious stage. Listen, I said it quickly a while ago, but I want to slow down and say it now. Don't make a 20-second decision that can cost you something for the rest of your life. Amen. Listen, forever, even offices in the church, now you have to have background checks. Amen. And the job I'm in, if you coach, if you referee, you do anything with them kids, I've got to have that background check. Amen. And a lot of times, Brother Wayne, they'll bring that background check to me, and I can always tell when there's something on there because, Brother Herman, they really don't want to give it to me. And listen, and they'll hand me that background check, and I start, some of them look like a Sears and Roebuck catalog. I ain't never in my life. Amen. But I'll start flipping back through there, and it'll be perfect, Sister Doris, but something 25 or 30 years ago, that's still on that record. Amen. It's still on that record. So I'm saying today, what I'm trying to get over to you is don't let that rebellious stage that we may be going through today separate you from the love of God. Don't let that rebellious stage you may be going through today, I listen to to cause you, I listen to do something, to go somewhere, be something today that God don't want you to be. Amen. That rebellious stage. Listen, I've got to hurry on. We're still on number one. That rebellious stage. We see him today. Here he is, Brother Brian. He said, I won't watch mine. I won't watch coming to me. Now listen, neighbor, I'm ready to live it up. That rebellious stage. Then we see the revelation part. The revelation part. That word revelation means this right here. A fact made known in a dramatic way. That means a revelation has took place. The revelation took place, Brother Wayne, when he said, you know what? He's feeding that old hog and looking at that hog, and as he said, you know what? He said, there's something better back at my daddy's house. He said, matter of fact, Brother Cecil, he said, my father has got hired servants that is eating better than living, better than I'm living right here. We see it in the prophet. We see the revelation of it. And that's what I need you to do today. I listen every day. If you're headed down the wrong road, if you're headed down the wrong path, if you're lost and you've never met Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I need you to search your heart and say, God, where do I stand with you? I listen, neighbor. I'm going to tell you, I never knew I was lost until I got a revelation of it in my heart. Amen. I've been raised in church all my life. I've seen people go to the altar. I've seen people shout. But that night, an old-fashioned revival, Brother Wayne, Brother Jim Hulsey, I won't never forget it. Brother Jim Hulsey looked like his finger was about that long, and every time he pointed it right at me. Amen. But that night, for the first time, I heard just as I am in a different way than I'd ever heard it before. There was a light came on the inside of me, and for the first time in my life, I realized there come a revelation that said, hey, you're on your way to hell. Listen, every day, your destination is sealed unless you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I'm hoping today, listen, there was a revelation took place in three young people's lives this week. I listened, and that light went on and said, oh, I need a Savior. I need a Lord. I need somebody that's going to carry me through. I need something when we stand before him. Him say, enter in thy good and faithful servant. This happened to the prodigal son. I listen, in his rebellious state that he was in, he had a revelation. He had a revelation that there's something better. There's something better back at my father's house. Listen, we've seen many, in almost 11 years that I've been here, come and go. Amen. This is what's going to happen sooner or later, according to the scriptures. Brother Johnny, they're going to have a revelation. And Joyce, they're going to remember. They're going to remember over here at 191 Clark Wood Road that on top of this little hill, they had something that they didn't have out in the world. They're going to remember, Brother Herman, the peace that they had. They're going to remember, listen, the love that they felt from their brethren and sisters. They're going to remember how the Holy Spirit moving from breast to breast. Listen, they're going to remember how the Word of God that these Bible school teachers taught them this week. Listen, neighbor, the seed that you sowed. Listen, some of them 10, 11 years old. And neighbor, that you may not have thought was listening. Listen, in 7, 8 more years, they may be somewhere on the other side of Atlanta. And there's going to be a revelation take place. And it says, hey, you remember over there at Vacation Bible School how Jesus loves you. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to die like this. That Jesus Christ came and bled and died at Calvary, that you can have life and have it more abundantly today. Amen. It may be 10 years from now, Brother Timmy, your phone may go off. And it may be a number that you don't even know. Right. You may answer that phone and say, hello. And they say, is this Brother Timmy Montgomery? And you're going to say yes. You're going to say, can I ask who this is? And it may be some little old boy, but done grown now. Maybe some little old girl. Listen, it says, I came to y'all's Bible school. I've been out in sin. I've been on alcohol. I've been shooting up. Amen. I've been gambling. I've been doing all these things. And I remember what you told me over at that vacation Bible school. I listened on that Thursday night. I'm that little boy that you didn't think was paying attention. I'm that little girl that you didn't think was paying attention. See, there's going to be a revelation take place. I listen, I'm telling you, if we'll instill in their mind and their heart that our Father's got something better. I listen, that's what we got to let them know. There's something better at my Father's house. We're in the middle of this rebellion stage. Amen. Listen, I pastored young people that were just kids. I'm talking about little bitty small kids, about like Ethan there. And my phone's rung. Be 11, 12 o'clock. And I've had them call me and they'd say, Brother Jeff. I'd say, hey. They'd say, are you still up? You know, I wouldn't be, but I know they need me. I'd say, yeah, I'm still up. They say, can I come by and just sit on your porch for just a minute? Hey, man, I've had them do that. They're driving now or got families of their own now. And listen, we sat on the front porch swing, and they say, Preacher, I've lost my home. I've lost my family. Sin has took me in a different direction. And listen, said, I don't know what to do, and I don't know where to turn. And all I could hear was your voice in my head and in my heart. And I'm wondering, can you help me? Will you get down on this porch right here and pray with me? That's what we need in America. We need a revelation. I'm going out to a generation. All it says, hey, I there's a better way. I there's a better day. If you'll just call upon me. We see that in this prodigal son. Amen. Thank God. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the dad I used to be. Thanks to Calvary. See, there's something special at my Father's house. Amen. We see a rebellion state that he's in, and we see the revelation, the fact that we know in a dramatic way his eyes were opened. And he remembered. He remembered.
Amen.
Do you think those out there in the world are going to remember those that brought them out into the world? No. They're going to remember where that hope was. They're going to remember where that security was. They're going to remember where that joy, that happiness on the inside. They're going to remember, where did I get that? Where did I feel that the most at? I felt it in the house of God. I felt it when I heard the word of God preached, or I heard the songs of Zion sung. We see it today, and that's what we need to this generation that has separated themselves from God, and they're living in a rebellious state of mind and heart today. We need revelation to take place. We need a revelation to take place that Jesus loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves you. I wonder if I sung this song. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. You remember that song? Sure we do. It's planted within our heart. Amen. Now, when we grow older, we think we're too big to sing it, but every one of you just knew it in your heart, didn't you? Amen. That's what happens when we instill Jesus. That's why it's important that we bring them to the house of God. That's why it's important, Joyce, that we teach them the Word of God. Listen, they may grow to a certain age and think, well, I'm just too big to go to church anymore. I'm too grown to do this and do that. But I'm telling you, if they'll instill it in their heart.
Amen.
If they'll instill it in their heart. I believe it'll come back sooner or later. Amen. Amen. Brenda, when you and Tommy was raising Timmy back there, did you ever think he'd be the director of a vacation Bible school? I didn't either. But look at him now. Amen. I got to lift him up. Them things come far and few between. Done a great job. And I guarantee heaven paid attention. Don't you know, probably Brother Tommy was up there telling Gabriel and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's my boy. Amen. That's my boy. Preacher, you don't know that. You don't know he didn't. Amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you, I'm glad there's something better at my Father's house. We see it, number one. We see it in the rebellion stage that he went through. We see it in the revelation that took place. But thanks be to God, we see it in the returning.
Amen.
was sitting there journeying. I like that song, says, I wander far away from God. Now I'm coming home. Amen. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Thank God. The returning. He didn't go back like he came. He didn't leave the house like he came. No, he didn't. He had that pride look. He had that smart aleck mouth. He had all that that normal young folks have today. I listen when they reach that certain age. He was ready to live it up, but he didn't go back home that way. He went back with a humbleness about him. He said, you know what? He said, I'm going back. He said, but I know, Father, that I'm not worthy to be called thy son. He said, but tell you what I want to do. He said, just put me out there with the servants. Put me out there with the servants. Brother Wayne, that ain't what happened. Amen. The Bible said that that father had been sitting on that porch. I don't know how long you've been there. I listen every day. But I believe when he looked at him coming down the road, he said, there he comes. There he comes. Listen, I don't know how long you've been. I listen, and I just cannot imagine. Listen, every day, I listen when that boy left, when he left in that rebellion state, I listen, you know what? I believe his daddy left that day, probably didn't know what to do. Brother Dennis, I believe he went to a cow sale. He said, I believe he told his wife, I'm just going down there at cow sale today. I listen, I believe there's a little old calf over there. I listen, he brought that calf back home. Probably his wife said, what you going to do with that? He said, we'll know later. I listen. Neighbor. His brother looked at him and said, I wonder if that's going to be for me one day. I listen, neighbor. He fed that calf. Boy, he got barbecue and eggs. I listen, neighbor, today. The Bible said that the father looked at him and said, son, go get that fatty calf. We've been to put him on the grill. I thank God. He said, reunion. I take place. Thank God. There's something better at my father's house. Amen. We see a returning took place. Amen. We've all got loved ones that we'd love, Sister Linda, to see return to Calvary. And we can sing and rejoice. He said, we're going to have a hallelujah time. This is my son that was a dead, and now he's alive again. Amen. While the reunion took place, we see the returning. He didn't go back like he came. I believe he went back with a humbleness and a honest approach to his father. Amen. Thank God. I think about that apple tree song. I'm not going to sing that one. But I think about that when, you know, the young man's on his way on the train. The preacher sits down beside him. And the young man begins to cry, and the preacher asks him, said, son, what's going on? What's wrong? He said, Father, a preacher several years ago, he said, I reached that rebellious stage in my life. And he said, I got so rebellious that I rose up and I hit my daddy. Hit one of them. He said, my daddy said, son, you're going to have to leave home. He said, I've been gone for all these years, living it up, all these things. And he said, old tent revival come through town. He said, I got saved. He said, I wrote my mama a letter and told her, said, Mama, I'd like to come home. I'd like to come home. He said, but I don't know how they're going to take me back. I don't know what they'll do, what they'll say. He said, so I told my mama, so we live right behind the railroad track there. He said, I told my mama, said, Mom, said, I'm going to be on that train. And said, if it's all right for me to come home, said, just tie a little old rag. Just tie a little old rag on that tree. I listened every day, and he said, preacher, we're just about there. He said, I can't stand the look. He said, I've just been so bad. I've been so rebellious. I just can't stand the look. And the preacher said, son, I'll look for you. Amen. Said, by the time I cross the bend, and come over the hill. Said that preacher said, son, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Said out there at that apple tree, said there's an old gray-haired mom and dad. I said there's a white flag tied to every branch. And he said out beside there, said there's a mom and dad with a bed sheet. And on that bed sheet, he says, come on home. I come on home. Thank God, I'm glad today. I'm there something better at my father's house. Thank God for the return of the prodigal son. And we can do that today. Woo! The returning. Amen. You imagine one day after a while when the trumpet sounds and the saints of God are standing there waiting for you and I to come on home, and we can hear our parents, our brothers, our cousins, our sons, our daughters, who's done gone to be the Lord. We can hear them as they shout, come on home. Come on home. We see the returning of the prodigal son today. I listen, neighbor. We see him, number one, we see him in that rebellious state. We see him in that rebellious state. And I listen, we've all seen people and all seen loved ones that are in that rebellious state. But if we'll just give them to the Lord and we'll just say, Lord, I'm just going to cast them to you and care for you. I listen, after a while, I listen, neighbor, today, there'll be a revelation comes within their mind and in their heart that daddy taught me better, how mama taught me better, how the preacher preached to me, how the songer sung to me, and that's where my happiness is, that's where my victory is, and you can have it today. Amen. There's a revelation that took place. And then we see the returning. I mean, there's nothing I like any better. There's nothing I like any better, Matt, when I see them old prodigals. Amen. They've maybe been saved, but they're out of the will of God. And they begin to come. Amen. They begin to come and they begin to shed tears on the altar. And they say, Lord, I'm coming home. Amen. Open wide thine arms of love. I'm coming home. Amen. Amen. Today Jesus is standing with open stretched arms. And he's saying, come unto me, all you that's heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Amen. Listen. Our doors are always open to our children, ain't they? Amen, they really are. Brother Gary and Sister Kathy there, they got some precious daughters. Brother Gary, them kids know they can come to your house anytime they need you, don't they? Amen. It's a, man, the door's open. Amen. That's the same way the Father is today. He's standing with open stretched arms. We're his children. He's saying, just come unto me. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. We ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song this morning. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind. You may be here today and you may be like that prodigal. You may be like him. Listen, maybe you're in a rebellious state or you're out of the will of God and God's dealing with your heart. And that revelation went off in you today. It says, hey, there's something missing on the inside of you. Amen. That joy is not there. That peace is not there. That contentment is not there. Then what you need to do, and this is what I tell everybody. People say, well, I just can't feel it no more. You know what I do? I return to where I felt it. Lord, show me where I laid it down. Let me pick up my cross and carry on for you. We see the prodigal in these situations. He's no different than we are, than you are today. But what we got to let the world know is that Jesus does love them. He does love them. He looks beyond my faults. He looks beyond my failures. And he gives you and I what we stand in need of today. What about it? As we stand together, if you feel like you want to come and pray, then these altars are open. What about it?